Minnesota today. Here's the 1-1. Contreras watches it down low. Got away from Stallings for a moment, but no advance from Perkins. He stays put at first. And it's two balls and one strike on Contreras. Yankees over the Mets, 3-0 today. Bunch of night games tonight. There's plenty of exhibition games. Contreras swings on this one, fouls it back off the facing of the press box to the right of us. Two balls and two strikes on Contreras, who homered in his last at-bat back in the fifth. Beeks, the pitch. Fly ball into shallow right field. Coming in is the new right fielder, Decolotti, and he's there to make the catch with the sunglasses on for the first out of the inning. One away for Bryce Terang, and before he hits, 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
With Jeff Levering and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Fields of Phoenix. 5-0 Brewers. Bottom of the seventh inning. Runner at first and one away. Jalen Beeks on the mound for Colorado, the former Tampa Bay Ray. And the pitch is in there for a strike on Bryce Terang. And it's 0-1. Terang entered the game back in the sixth inning defensively. This is his first at bat. This afternoon, off speed, dropped in a little high. And it's one ball and one strike. Brewers expecting big things from Terang in what is essentially his sophomore season. 1-1. That is a strike at the knees with a fastball at 93, and it's 1-2. Elite defensively, hoping to see a leap forward offensively. He's shown some good signs this spring. There goes the runner. The pitch is low, and there will be no throw as Blake Perkins dives headfirst into second base with a stolen base. Fourth stolen base of the spring for Blake Perkins. And another donation in the regular season for those steals to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. This is bounced foul up the first baseline, 2-2 on Terang. Two great plans and one name you trust, Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Very good speed at second base with one out and a 5-0 Brewers lead. Spin and a throw to second, Perkins back in time. Perkins, a very valuable member of the Brewers bench. Switch hitter, good base runner, elite defensively, really is a very versatile outfielder to have on your bench. 2-2. Ground ball to first base. Picked up by Tolia. He will feed the pitcher, Beeks at first, just in time to retire Terang. On the play, Perkins goes to third. Tolia took a little bit of time with it, and Beeks was a little late getting over there with the speedy Terang, but was able to get it done, and that's going to be it for Beeks as Bud Black is out of the dugout, and he has made a call to the bullpen here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So U.S. Cellular called the pin. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Nick Mears is coming on for the Rockies. It's a 5-0 Brewers lead. Two outs and a runner at third in the bottom of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm so excited. It's camping season again.
Evenings relaxing with a roaring campfire.
I know.
I love a good campfire and s'mores. You packed the marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate, right?
Well,
Don't tell me you forgot.
No, I brought Wisconsin Campfire S'mores from Cedar Crest.
You lost me.
Here, taste this.
Mmm, rich graham-flavored ice cream, marshmallow swirl, and crushed peanut butter cups. It's delicious.
It's Cedar Crest, so you know it's the best.
Cedar Crest Campfire S'mores, fire optional.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Seventh inning. Jake Bauer is the batter against the new pitcher, Nick Mears. First pitch in there for a strike. 0-1. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball. And it's nothing in two here on Bowers. Blake Perkins at third base with two outs. Very well-pitched game for the crew. Offensively, the Brewers have picked up where they left off yesterday. Brewers have won 8 of their last 10, and they've only lost one in that 10-game span. 0-2 pitch. Bauer is able to flinch at a pitch low. And it's a ball and two strikes. And there are ties in the Cactus League, so there is one tie in that 10-game stretch. Chance to go to 9-1-1 over their last 11. 1-2 pitch. Bauer's broken background ball between the 5-6 hole on the left side of the infield, and it'll sneak through. Perkins will score, and the Brewers lead it 6-0. Boy, that just shattered the bat of Bauer's, and it just rolled through between the shortstop and the third baseman. And Bauer's collects an RBI. And Bauer's at first now with two outs for Willie Adames. Eric Haas has emerged. He's in the on-deck circle. Adames hits one down the right field line. Coming in as Decolotti has to let it drop in front of him. On his way to third goes Bauer's. Brewers have him on the corners with two outs for Haas. Another good day for Willie Adames. A couple of hits now. And now Haas will hit for Gary Sanchez. Haas, one of the final mysteries in terms of the Brewers' initial 26-man roster. Will he or won't he? That answer, the Brewers, as of this morning, simply didn't know yet. They honestly were still making up their decision, making up their mind, and making their decision on it. First pitch to Haas, down and in, 1-0. He has done everything you could ask of him so far this spring. As Willie Adames is going to have a pinch runner for him now. And gets a nice ovation as he comes off the field. Juan Baez will be running for Adames. One ball and no strikes on Haas. Here's the pitch. And Haas flinched at it. Took it low. It's two balls and no strikes. Mears looks in. Set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Brewers and Rockies will play a Cactus League game tomorrow over a talking stick. But most of the regulars will be absent. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 97. Haas could not catch up to it. And it's even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rockies will stay down here. They open up with the Diamondbacks this weekend here in Arizona. So no travel for Colorado on the horizon until they finish up. And then they head 2-2 pitch. Haas gives this one a ride out to deep right field. Decolotti's back at the track. Gone! Eric Haas, a 3-run shot. And the Brewers have broken this game wide open. It's 9-0 Milwaukee. Eric Haas will not go quietly into the night. Every time he grabs a bat, he's making a statement to try and make this roster. Jackson, 13 hits now for the crew. 4 home runs in this game for the Brewers. What a spring Eric Haas has put together. Here's Jackson Churio, and he takes his strike. It's 0-1. During the regular season, every home run donate means another $100 donation to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Churio takes outside. It's 1-1. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Let's go. 1-1. Down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike on Churio. 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom of the 7th. It's a 9-0 Brewers lead. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball down and away at 97. Churio looking a little frustrated as he backs out of the box. He's had a great spring, though. Has a hit today. 2-2, off speed, swing and a miss. Struck him out, and that'll end the inning. But another big swing from Eric Haas. A 3-run shot this time out to right center. And the Brewers lead it 9-0 as we head to the 8th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm so excited. It's camping season again.
Evenings relaxing with a roaring campfire.
I know.
I love a good campfire and s'mores. You packed the marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate, right?
Well,
Don't tell me you forgot.
No, I brought Wisconsin Campfire s'mores from Cedar Crest.
You lost me.
Here, taste this.
Mmm, rich graham-flavored ice cream, marshmallow swirl, and crushed peanut butter cups. It's delicious.
It's Cedar Crest, so you know it's the best.
Cedar Crest Campfire s'mores, fire optional.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a 3-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nine to nothing, Milwaukee out in front of Colorado here this afternoon. We go to the 8th inning, and stepping in with the play-by-play, new pitcher on the mound as well for the crew. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Lane. Yanoli Paredes is on for Milwaukee, and the first pitch to Sean Bouchard is a strike, and it's 0-1. Bouchard hitting in Nolan Jones' place. And this one popped up. Right side, Bowers in fair territory, makes the catch. One up and one down. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org and feel the power.
Final line on Figueroa.
Hunter Goodman is the batter. Laurice Montero done for the day. Goodman hits for him. Tolley is on deck. A check swing and a breaking ball from Paredes. It's outside. One ball and one strike. Other defensive changes. Monasterio's now at second base. That is high for a ball. Terang slides over to short for Willie Adames. And Baez takes over at third. That's Juan Baez. Sprayed foul on the right side, headed towards the seats. 2-2 on Hunter Goodman. Jackson Churio remains in the game. And William Contreras remains in the game. Those are the only two starters still left, Contreras and Churio. Pitch is a called third strike. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Enoli Paredes. And Michael Tolia, he's played the whole way at first base for Colorado, comes to the plate. Totally a basic. Got robbed of a hit on a diving Sal Frelick play in the sixth. The swing and a miss on a curveball. And it's 0-1. Nine runs on 13 hits. Bottle it up for later. Swing and a miss again. Another slider from Paredes. 0-2. Another terrific crowd at American Family Fields of Phoenix. 0-2 coming back. Fastball down and out. One ball, two strikes. Stallings, who's caught the whole way, is on deck. Pitch called, third strike outside corner. A couple of Ortho ASAP Ks for Paredes in a flawless eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth on the way. 9-0 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Exergen thermometers are clinically proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. Exergen is fast, non-invasive, and accurate. Find Exergen thermometers for your home at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Podcasts.
More changes for Colorado, starting with their new pitcher It's right-hander Zach Agnos in the bottom of the eighth inning. Andrew Monasterio is the first man to face Agnos and takes a strike. Monasterio came in to play for Joey Ortiz. Carlos Rodriguez to follow, and then back to the top of the order and Blake Perkins. And the pitch is up and out. One ball, one strike. Pitch home, foul just to our right and over the head of Rockies voice, Jack Corrigan. Never even flinched. Veteran Jack Corrigan. This one popped up. First base side, fair territory. And caught by the new first baseman, Boone. 6,818. Missed our last opportunity to play the attendance game, guys. That's all right. We'll get in there again. Kent guessed 6,800. Missed by 18. Way to go, bud. Too bad I don't have any more ribs for you as your winner. Take home. Carlos Rodriguez played the whole way. Takes ball one from Agnos. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, Pine River is a fixture at summertime get-togethers. Look for it at fine stores, where you'll also find plenty of Usinger's America's Finest Sausage and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Pitch down and out, two balls, no strikes on Rodriguez. Rodriguez hits it foul to get himself back in the AB, 2-1. Brewers have right-hander Shane Smith loosening with three more outs to get. Rodriguez down the left field line. Tough play, and it's going to fall to Bermuda Triangle and get by everybody. Rodriguez streaking for second, and he's in there with a bloop double. Second in for Rodriguez. And Blake Perkins, who started the uprising in the seventh inning coming up. 9-0. Brewers are comfortably in front, but you can never have enough in these spring training games. How about some network health insurance runs? Win big with a health insurance plan from Network Health. Pitch to Perkins is a strike. It's 0-1. Visit networkhealth.com today to find the perfect plan for you. Rodriguez at second base, and the 0-1 inside. One ball and one strike on Blake Perkins. Final tune-up for the Brewers starters. They've got a Cactus League game tomorrow. A lot of minor leaguers will be in there. Perkins to the left side, a base hit. Rodriguez will be sent around third. He's going to come around and score the 10th run for the Brewers. Double digits in back-to-back games from Milwaukee. William Contreras will get one more AB. Homered in the fifth, he's 1-4-4. Baseball season, better known as Shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor, Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. First one to Contreras, taken down and away. Check swing, Jordan Baker says no. One ball, no strikes on Contreras. Pretty healthy breeze blowing out towards right center at the moment. 10 runs on 15 hits for the Milwaukee Brewers. 4 base hits for Colorado. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Pitch, ground ball to short. Should be 2 to second for 1. On to first, easy. 6-4-3 on the double play. We head to the ninth inning after the Brewers add a run. It's 10-0 Brew Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Introducing a new and easier parking system at American Family Field, which means everyone gets into the ballpark faster. Cashiers and scanners will no longer be at lot entrances, and you can now pay on site or via QR code. Or for an even easier way to get into the ballpark, purchase parking in advance. Learn more at brewers.com/parking.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
New pitcher on for the Brewers. And a new catcher working with the new pitcher, Shane Smith. And the first one is a strike at 96 to Daniel Cope, the catcher. Catcher for Milwaukee is David Garcia. And the pitch from Smith way outside, 91 mile an hour slider. Cope hitting in the spot of Stallings. That one's low and in the dirt. Two balls and a strike on Cope. Smith with four on that pitch timer delivers. Swinging a fly ball to right. Churio's back. Running out of room. It's off the top of the fence and gone. Shutout gone as the Rockies are on the board with the solo homer. Rockies fans finally something to cheer about. Been a tough grind for the Brewers and for the Rockies offense today against the Brewers pitching staff. So Cope hits a homer. And Trevor Boone hits an Alan Trejo spot. First one from Smith is low. One ball, no strikes. Smith, very abrupt pitching motion. Throws a curveball for a strike. One ball, one strike. Very quick step backward with that left foot, the right-hander. Left foot goes back and then immediately right up. That's low, the breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Amador, who's gone the whole way for Colorado's on deck. That missed just barely. Three balls and a strike. Shane Smith out of Wake Forest, a free agent signing by the Brewers. Prior to the 2023 season, that pitch is a strike. It's 3-2. He's got good stuff. He's 96, 97 with his fastball, and the breaking stuff's pretty good. Just didn't have a lot of collegiate experience. pitched in just 7 games in college. That's it. 3-2. Hit to center. Base hit by Trevor Boone. So a homer and now a single. And Amador hits again. Oh for 3 for Amador. Season opener on Thursday in New York against the Mets. Amador waits and takes a strike. Freddy Peralta and Jose Quintana. A 1 pitch, down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith's 1-1. Missed low. 2 balls and 1 strike. One pitch. That's inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Shane Smith having a tough time finding the strike zone. Use a ground ball right now. 3-1 pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. Amador thought about tossing the bat to the side. Thought better of it. Bad boy's been hanging out in the Brewers dugout for a while with the bat of Boone and the protective wear. Not making any friends wearing the purple jersey in that Brewers dugout. 3-1, see if the runner goes. Does not pitch, ground ball, tap back to Smith. Has it, goes to second, and throws it in the center. So the beat goes on. Again, Shane Smith, it'll be a fielder's choice for Amador. They were not going to be able to turn 2, but at the very worst, you go get 1. And instead, didn't get any. Second error, I should say third error in the ball game for the Brewers. As Shane Smith threw wide of the mark. And here comes Chris Hook for a visit to the mound as Carreras is coming up for the Colorado Rockies. Trip to the mound by Chris Hook. Presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Giving a whole new meaning to the bet big, bet bold. Don't miss grand opening. It's coming in May. Nobody loosening in that Brewers bullpen yet, but Smith maybe running a little thin on his ice. Pitch is fouled away. Smith was in there with a breaking ball on Julio Carreras, and it's 0-1. Shared this nugget the other day, but Jose Quintana, who's making the start against the Brewers, he's started plenty against Milwaukee in his career. The 0-1 is a strike, including 13 times over the course of 2 years in 2018-2019. Faced the Brewers 7 times in 2018, 6 times in 2019. That's a lot of seeing Jose Quintana. 0-2 to Carreras. Hit foul towards the Brewers bullpen, which is now active. The only other time that we could find statistically that a starter made 7 starts against one single team in a single year was Carl Pavano. But there's a caveat to that. The 0-2 hit on the ground foul. Pavano was traded midseason. He made 7 starts against Kansas City that year in 2009, but with 2 different teams. Quintana made 7 starts against the Brewers in 18, all with the Cubs. every series the Brewers played against the Cubs, including 163, game 163, to win the division for Milwaukee. That's a lot of lefty that the Brewers were facing that year.
Felt like every time you would look at the series, even if he wasn't originally in there, something would happen to back him up into the series, or they'd push him up into the series.
0-2, up and in, look out, 1-2. Trying to remember, was it 2017 where we had the rain out where it didn't rain? Or was that 2018?
2017.
That was 17. I was going to say, they could have found a way to have that rain out and then have him back up that next start after the rain out. Here's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Finally, the first out of this ninth inning for Shane Smith. What a wild story that was in 2017. Jimmy Herron is the batter. Chicago's pitching staff was depleted, just totally trashed from a previous road trip. Didn't have a lot of off days. Rain was in the forecast, but never rained. Text messages were shared between pitching staffs. Said, don't even get ready. We ain't playing. And Craig Counsell at that time said, I never, ever pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. This is the first time I've ever got a sunburn during a rain delay.
If memory serves me, the first game of that series, the weather was awful.
It was.
And we played through it.
Sure did. 1-1, line drive, caught by Bowers, throw to second, double play, ball game over. Broadcast schedule for the Cactus League is over, and it ends on a 10-1 win for the Brewers over the Colorado Rockies. We'll have the totals and more when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We are the home of the Brewers, WTMJ.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Laying the Brewers with a victory, secure themselves a winning record in Cactus League play.
How about the bats? The last couple of days for the crew, 10 more runs today on 15 hits. They did commit three errors, and they left four on base for the Rockies. One run on six hits, one error. They stranded eight. Colin Ray looked very sharp in his final tune-up. He gets the win. He's 1-0. 5 2/3 of scoreless baseball from him. Dakota Hudson takes the loss. He's 1-2. 2 hours and 26 minutes here today in front of 6,818 fans at American Family Fields of Phoenix. We're back to wrap things up and get you set for the regular season after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here!
Test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network free for 30 days.
You can pull over now! Please?
U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Bob and Tony discuss All-Star Franks.
You know, there have been a lot of great Franks in the game. Big boppers like Frank Thomas, Frank Robinson, and Frank Howard.
How about Frank White and Frank Malzone?
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Frankie Frisch.
And let's not forget Frank Viola.
On the hill, give me Frank Tanana.
But none can measure up to Usinger's Frank Furter, the greatest Frank of them all.
Oh, Frank Furter. I used to room with him back in Philly.
What?
Oh, great guy. Couldn't catch it all, though. No hands. Get it?
Look for Usinger's at your local grocer.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to say goodbye in Arizona for the final time in this Cactus League 2024. Next game coming up, opening day in New York City as the Brewers will take on the New York Mets. That game will be scheduled for Thursday. They've got an if-necessary game on Friday just in case things get washed out on Thursday. But we're hopeful to have the season opener on Thursday. The on-deck show built by Menards at 11:35 in the morning. A little breakfast with the Brewers, followed by the game at 12:10 in the afternoon. Mets will send left-hander Jose Quintana to the mound against Brewers opening day starter Freddie Peralta. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, and for Lane Grindle, I'm Jeff Levering saying adios from the Cactus League. Once again, your final score today was the Brewers 10 and the Rockies 1. That's all from American Family Fields of Phoenix in Maryvale, Arizona. Have a terrific rest of your day. Enjoy a couple of off days before the Brewers open up the season for real with the regular season debut on Thursday against the New York Mets. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy...
...pandemic at the end of Trump's
reign.
Right. So when Joe Biden gets a 34% increase, come on. But the point is we're higher now than we were even prior to COVID. And that's the benefit. And we have
we're investing in infrastructure. Those are good things. I mean, this is a great point. Inflation's a thing, but I'll take all the others and a little bit more, and it's coming back down. They're doing their damnedest, and hopefully, according to the Fed, we'll have a look at like perhaps up to 3 reductions in the interest rates this year.
Oh, I'm not counting on that either. 844-967-2789. You're such an optimist these days. Ross from Middleton, welcome. What do you got for us, Ross?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. Hey, today's show is interesting because it's fun to listen to you guys kind of butt heads. I'm better off. I'm a retired guy. I'm better off. It's my retirement. Part of it's with this, you know, everyone calls the stock market or the investment fund. So I'm better off. You know, I mean, my mental health bills are much less than it was from 2016 to 20. I don't spend as much on my psychiatrist. Okay, quick change of subject. With the April 2nd referendum turnout, off-season kind of election, I'm guessing that they're going to get voted down, and I think it's because the never Trumpers, the ones that used to be very disciplined about voting, I mean, the turnout used to be really solid for the Republicans. I'm wondering if these guys are going to kind of lay back. I feel like Trumpers are really good if Trump is on the ballot, but on these off-season elections, I don't think they're turning out for a referendum. And so I'm kind of guessing that Madison and hopefully Milwaukee, a few of these other cities, I think will have the referendums get beat.
Ross, I'm going to cut you short only because your phone's kind of breaking up on us. You talked about the turnout on April 2nd. Let's not count our chickens before they hatch. While I certainly appreciate our listeners, especially those on WMDX and WAUK, we know we are the turnout machine over here, Ross. But here's the problem. What are you voting for? You coming out to vote against a referendum? Now, if you're in Milwaukee and you care about the public schools, there is a big referendum on the funding, ongoing funding of Milwaukee Public Schools. It's a big one. And you should pay attention. You should start getting yourself informed on the topic if you care about the school districts in Milwaukee. But Ross, here's the problem. Effectively, Trump is on the ballot right now. It's a spring primary. If you are a Trumpster and you want to come out and show just how Trumpy and Trumpster and how orange to the core you are, well, you do that by voting in a primary. And there could be some oppositional vote coming out. But I would say the Nikki Haley sort of, old school Republicans, they're the sort of people that these constitutional referendums appeal to. I was less concerned about the overturnout of mega voters for a presidential primary on the Republican side, voting down the ballot on these referendums. They don't know. Yes, no, they're not really paying attention unless they're being fed this information by right-wing talk radio, Dom, which of course we know some will be.
Of course they are.
844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, how you doing, fellow? Welcome back.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, first off, we the people, otherwise known as the government, we must never forget that. Second, yeah, hell yeah, we're a lot better off now than we were 4 years ago. Just like the one guy was just saying, just the psychological part of it more than anything else, just the idea of I'd much rather have Joe Biden's hand on the button than Donald Trump's. And I'd much rather have...
Donald Trump failed in his empathy? I mean, if something about Joe Biden, if you can knock the guy for whatever you want, but the guy certainly has empathy for humanity. Trump's forced efforts fall way short.
Oh, 100%. But like I said, the every day of wondering or not if what the newest drama is going to be, what the newest tweet's going to be, what the newest this is going to be. It is so nice just to be able to have a little bit more of a calmness and stableness and, that than what we had. And if Trump gets back in there, it's going to be 1,000,000,000 times worse than what it was because now he knows the job and he's only going to have people that are going to say yes to him no matter who they are.
1,000 times worse? How can he say that? You know you're going to get a tax cut, don't you? Don't you, Tom? won't it all be worthwhile?
Global pandemic? Let's give them a tax cut.
Internment camps, tax cuts. More devil's advocates. And a tax cut, perhaps. 844-967-2789.
I'm going to walk all over you.
News from the center, WRCE.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789.
You know, Dom, there's another reason I might be a little bitter. I hurt myself this weekend.
What'd you do?
I was up at the lake. I was trying to lift some pier into the water, you know, because the ice is gone. And I got this bright idea because I got this aluminum pier. As you know, I've complained a lot last summer about the expense of the aluminum pier, but it's got rollers on it, you know, and you roll each piece in. But I only want to roll that very first piece in. It's like 16 feet of pier. I just wanted to see if, you know, my guests for the weekend, my in-laws were up at the cabin. So I wanted them to be able to, you know, step out safely up to 16 feet from shore. And it had snowed, and there was a little slickness to these heavy aluminum things. And I've either badly strained or perhaps torn a tendon or a muscle in my forearm of my left arm.
Oh, and no.
I can't even, like, lift a clothes basket. You know,
are you sure you're not having a heart attack?
No.
Okay.
No, that's, she's back. One. It's working again.
Okay, good.
Working with you though,
careful,
has
man, Crudy, you're getting old, man. You gotta warm up before you do those things. Manage it. Did you do any calisthenics or yoga or maybe
like some
push up
forearm stretches? No,
something.
No, no. You know, it what? Just kind of slipped out of my hand, and then it and then all weekend I was miserable. Mostly. Oh. Actually, everyone else was miserable. I was okay, you know, but all my complaining sort of carried over, you know.
Well, you know, you gotta share that thing. You know, you can't.
Misery loves company. That's what they say. You can't be miserable. Sure,
exactly. I think you're supposed to take all that angst and put it in a tight little ball and shove it down your throat to the deep pit of your stomach and wash it over with copious amounts of booze and weed. And that'll take care of it all.
One more of everything.
Doctor is in.
844. You're like Frasier. You're like my radio therapist.
I'm listening.
844-967-2789. I watched an episode, maybe two, of Cheers this weekend.
Oh, it's still good.
Oh, it is. It is damn funny stuff. Anyways, let's ask the audience. You better off.
Are you better off?
Were 4 years ago. I mean, honest answers and simple math. Better or worse? 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. You know, other than my forearm on my left arm, I'm worse off than I was on Friday before I tried to lift the pier, but otherwise better off.
Hey, Mark.
Well, yeah, hey, I'm better off. And as far as Trump being so Christ-like, when we see Trump scourged the way Jesus was on, you know, before they crucified him, I'll believe that Trump is actually has anything in common with Jesus at all, that would be a pay-per-view that maybe I'd pay for that. But it's just bad that he's able to get away with this stuff.
The crucifixion of Trump?
I don't know, man. What do you want here, man? I'm not sure what you're asking for, Mark.
I'm not saying crucify the man. I'm just saying maybe a good paddling on pay-per-view rather than actually scourging the man. But he probably liked that too much.
Well, it's gonna be an OnlyFans page, you know, him and Stormy during Shark Week. Thanks for the call, man. I'm glad you don't want to see Trump literally crucified on pay-per-view. That would be a little morbid.
According to the Raw story, one of my favorite sources, Dom, Trump shared a post comparing his hush money payment prosecution to Jesus's crucifixion, you know, because it's Easter
only
week.
The same. Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
When Christians ask, what would Jesus do? The answer doesn't usually involve authorizing hush money payments to cover up an affair with an adult film star. Despite former President Donald Trump seems to believe that comparisons between himself and the savior of the entire Christian religion are apt. In a Truthy Social post on Monday, Trump shared a message he'd received from a supporter that drew a direct connection between Trump's multiple criminal and civil trials and the fate suffered by Christ more than 2,000 years ago when he was put to death by being nailed to a cross.
Allegedly.
And worse, it's ironic that, I don't know if I should do the Trump voice here. I'll just read.
You're talking about that. This is the person. So what, he kind of retweeted someone's comments to him? Is that what how it all went down?
It's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution the very week that they're trying to steal your property from you, the supporter wrote, referring to the attorney general's office potentially seizing Trump's properties to settle the massive $450 million plus fraud verdict. Now, I would point out, you know, they've conflated this crucifixion with the hush money scandal, but it's really more about the civil forfeiture scandal, if I understand correctly. The fan then quoted a Bible verse to illustrate their point. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause in return for my love. They are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. You know, speaking on behalf of Trump here, I guess. Thus, they have rewarded my evil for good and hatred for my love, set a wicked man over him, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Apparently, Dom, despite the comparison, there's no section of the Bible in which Christ authorizes hush money payments to mistresses, fraudulently misrepresents the values of real estate assets, or incites a deadly riot in an effort to remain in power after losing a presidential
election. It was one of those
chapters
that they later took out. I got one memorized, Crudy, Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. You know.
Don't get all medieval on my ass here. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I think I got Mark Pocan scheduled later this week. Which day? You don't know. You got to tune in every day and find out. Thank you all for listening. The Busted Pencils comes next. Be well. Keep listening. And, you know, take heart from the fact Dom's claims that, you know, $175 million is still a lot of money, but I think it's truly a white, wealthy, privileged Monday. Thanks for being a part.
Thank you, Rich.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Todd Alba joins the show. Then we hear from the League of Women Voters about the two referendum on the April 2nd ballot. Don't miss it.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A New York judge set April 15th as the start date for Donald Trump's criminal hush money.